Welcome to the first ever Brock Rand add-on review. You fucking stoners. Today we'll be reviewing an add-on I like to call Quake Weapons, which is what everyone calls it anyway. But yeah. First, I'd like to address that, yes, I know that this add-on has been out since December of 2013. That doesn't mean it isn't relevant, you fuckers. By the footage you're watching right now, you can probably tell that Hodot sucks balls at BL Combat. Oh, he does. Now, when looking at this pack, my first impression is one of being fucking OP. Because when using this pack, unless you're trying to make an Instagib server on purpose, you need to use the right add-ons with it. I recommend Bushido's Energy Shield, or alternatively, a player type with higher HP. The weapons in this pack are incredibly diverse, being from the Quake games. My personal favorite so far would have to be the Volley Rockets, because of the pure carnage they unleash upon the arena. Three rockets at once plus a big ego is a surefire way to become awesome, minus the ego part. One cool thing I'd like to point out is that every single weapon in this pack has some degree of knockback to it for more maneuverability. This not only means it's a fucking face shredder, but it can also get you to high and far places far more quickly, giving it more purpose than just being an overpowered anal cannon. The twin spam rifles, for instance, blast you high into the air if you jump while firing them. There are two tiers to this weapon pack, one of them being a normal tier of backup weapons, aka ones you should never get rid of, and another tier, which is anal shredders. There's a fucking rocket-propelled punching glove. Let's see if Mr. Man is into fisting now! The OP Carnage tier is mostly used for player versus environment situations, such as endless zombies. The other tier is mostly used for DMs, but there's no reason that they can't intertwine. Now, for my one gripe about this pack, is that it isn't exactly true to the game it came from. Its ammo system is just unlimited, whereas in the Quake games, you just had a shit ton of ammo and didn't ever have to reload. Overall, I give this weapon pack 8 out of 10. The versatility is out the ass, the modeling quality is definitely not half-assed, the weapons are OP as fuck, but it doesn't follow its base game. Well, there you have it, folks. 27 weapons of pure anal shredding. I hope you enjoyed this review. Check back for more. Brock Rand.